Cam Boys and Girls Golf continues to see the scores go down, with multiple wins toward the end of the season. On the boys' side, the Cougars saw one of their best overall performances of the season, with some personal bests and top finishes overall. The Cougars featured Chase Johnny in first place with a 38, while Kobe Ventiger, Braden Bonsack, and Austin Eblin all earned some of their best scores on Tuesday evening. Head coach Joe Wollum loves to see his team trending in the right direction.
You know, a couple big wins for us. You know, we finally got over the hump and beat Coon Rapids on Monday. Then we, you know, protect our home course on Tuesday. So, you know, it's a good start to the week for us headed into the postseason, you know, with the conference tournament coming up and everything. We're trending in the right direction. We're getting some, you know, obviously getting some good play out of Chase Giotti still. But we're getting our two, three, four scores down even further. And that's what's exciting, seeing those guys improve. Kobe Ventiger, one of his lowest rounds of the year, the 43. Braden Bonsack, his lowest round of the year, the 43 as well. And then Austin Eblin steps up and gives us a 47 too. So starting to see some good things out of our, you know, three scores other than Chase's. And, you know, we're headed the right direction and we're excited where we're at.
Chase John is a former state finisher from last season, and it continues to show this season. Every time you take a look at the results, he sits right at the top of the scorecard and is just a junior making his mark. Johnny has control over every situation, both in the physical sense and the mental sense of controlling the course.
Absolutely. He just knows how to grind. You know, if he's having a bad day, he can figure out some other things to do. And then when he's on fire, he can throw out a 67 like he did in our 18-hole invite. You know, he's got all the shots in the bag. He can do everything, move the golf ball left to right, right to left. It doesn't matter. He's a good putter. He's got a great short game. He's just a very solid golfer. And then you touched on it, too, with the mental aspect. You know, he can stay locked in even after a bad shot or an unfortunate circumstance. And he doesn't let it bother him. And he just goes on to the next shot. And he's just such a, you know, he's only a junior, but he's still a very, very veteran and seasoned golfer.
On the girls' side, the Cougars were led last night by Jenna Platt, who is just getting into the game this season, and shot a 50 as the runner-up. Not only is she showing improvement, but her teammates continue alongside her to improve in their golf game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she does a good job of that, but she, you know, also gets pushed by our boys. You know, we run practices together and you know, so she can get pushed that way as well. But she's just one of those girls that, you know, just getting into the game, and it's exciting to see her just keep getting better and better and better every week. And just like, you know, our two teammates, Hallie and Caitlin as well, those two girls are improving every week. It's pretty fun to watch these girls who are just starting and watch how much they can improve in a short season.
Speaking of improvement, today offers the best kind of weather for the kids to be able to go out and play on the course with minimal wind and beautiful conditions. Looking at it, the Cougars in their next meet, they'll be going to play at 5x80, which is a difficult course that offers longer holes that may be more difficult to play. Coach Wallum is going to work with his athletes on their short game, particularly with their irons, over the next few days to prepare for that course.
Well, you know, when you finally get a nice day with no wind, you just want your kids to get out and play. You know, go out and enjoy the weather, like you said, and have some fun playing and not 30-mile-an-hour winds all the time. So that'll be the first and foremost, just let them get out and have some freedom. And then, like you said, if we get a chance to practice Thursday, you know, that might be a little bit more focused. 5x80 is kind of a longer course, so, you know, we might hit a little more long iron stuff we haven't really worked on a lot, long iron hybrid, you know, fairway woods, kind of stuff like that.
The Cougars are playing some of their best golf toward the end of the year, meeting their goals that were established early in the season. Their play is especially important when it comes in next week when they hit the conference tournament.
Yeah, you know, we just want to be trying to play our best golf at the end of the year. What are the little things, you know, it might be a little bit different for every golfer, but what are things you really need to work on, and let's focus on those things and really try to, you know, get everything going smoothly, you know, before the conference tournament next week.
Cam returns to action on Friday when they travel the 5x80 and will look to battle some tough weather conditions. I'm Zach Collins reporting.